الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة فإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فانظروا كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله شبت برز الله رب العزت has given us this opportunity once again on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah to come to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to benefit from the talks of deen that takes place in the masajids. These talks, Shaykh Bin Baraz, coming to the house of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and sitting and listening to the talks of deen, these are, Shaykh Bin Baraz, a need and a necessity for every person with iman. Because by coming to the masajid, you spend the brother sitting in the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, listening to the talks of deen, listening to the talks of iman and amal, this will create in a person's heart the fervor and the desire for deen. The masajids are the places of Allah, the houses of Allah. The talks of deen, you spend the brothers, these are the nourishment for the ruh, for the soul. And if the ruh gets its nourishment, then now it becomes capable of fulfilling the orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Desire is created in the heart. Now to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat, to follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the worry and concern of qabr and akhirat increases. When the effort of deen takes place, when the effort of iman takes place, and this is an absolute necessary, spirit for us. Ulama explained that every day we have to make effort to feed the ruh what is necessary, what is nourishment, spirit for us. Otherwise it dies, it gets weak. And when the ruh gets weak, spirit for us, when iman gets weak, then the sign, spirit for us, is just now the desire to please Allah becomes weakened. A person will not see now, not get enjoyment in the deen of Allah, in the commandments of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. To come to the masjid, to be Allah, we will become a burden, spirit of Allah. Deen will not become important, it will become difficult. Lazily, a person will come towards the deen, spirit of Allah, towards salah, towards the commandments of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The desire for deen, the desire for to obey Allah will not be there anymore, Ishpat Baraz. The yaqeen that Allah has kept my success in His deen, in His commandments, will not be there, Ishpat Baraz. And at the same time, in the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the desire to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to follow sunnah, yaqeen in sunnah, Ishpat Baraz, will leave the hearts. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this deen, which is the ni'mat of Allah. A great ni'mat of Allah, Ishpat Baraz. To understand this ni'mat, to make it a ni'mat, to understand this is a ni'mat of Allah, a great bounty of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala has blessed me and you would. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam adeen. Allah ta'ala says, Himself says, I have completed this deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Allah calls this deen his ni'mat. I have completed this ni'mat for you. So this deen is spread with us is the ni'mat of Allah. It's a great ni'mat of Allah is spread with us. To understand its ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala has given every person, Allah has given best every person with two things. One is Allah Ta'ala has best asked to spread the brothers with our lives. And the second thing Allah Ta'ala has best every person with the spread the brothers is wealth. And today, unfortunately, spread the brothers, today the ummah and every one of us, today regarding our lives and regarding our wealth, today spread the brothers, we are in a great deception. Everybody feels that this is my life. I will live my life according to how I want to live. And everybody understands that this is my wealth. I will spend my wealth how I want to spend it. Halakha respected brothers, this wealth, this life, it belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This wealth belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to you, to me and you, respected brothers. It's an amount Allah has blessed me and you with. These are an amount from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made us trustees. We are not free to spend our life, to live our life how we want to live our life. And in spirit brothers, we are not free to spend our wealth the manner we want to spend our wealth in spirit brothers. This is the common understanding of the ummah today. Because a person feels that this is my life. I've earned this wealth. So I have the right to spend this wealth how I want to spend. And like Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has bought off the wealth and the life of insan, of a mu'min. Allah Ta'ala mentioned mu'min. In lieu of what is better, in lieu of Jannah. Allah has bought it off already. Allah Ta'ala has bought this wealth off, spread the brothers. Allah Ta'ala wants us to spread the brothers. Now Allah wants us to live this life according to how He wants us to live, spread the brothers. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given us this deen, Mubarak deen. And this Mubarak deen, spread the brothers, this deen will teach us, it will guide us, it will make our rahbari, spread the brothers, how to live this life. Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world to show us the tartib and the pattern of our lives, how to spend our lives, how to live our lives. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dunya, respect the brothers, to show us the pattern and the tartib where we should spend our wealth, respect the brothers. Ulama explain that today, aaj ummat apne maal aur jaan ke bare mein, yani ab nafs ke shikar ban chuke hain. Regarding his wealth, regarding his life, today the ummah is better, we have become praise to our nafs, regarding our lives, regarding our wealth, is better. Today it has become difficult for us to be Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to understand and to be Allah regarding our lives, and to please Allah Ta'ala regarding our lives, is better, and to please Allah Ta'ala regarding our wealth, is better. Today it has become difficult for us. Like if you look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the life of Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, spread the brothers, we find what was their understanding of deen, what was their understanding of the life that they possessed, that Allah Ta'ala has given them, what was their understanding of the wealth Allah Ta'ala has given them, spread the brothers. How did they spend their lives? What was the understanding regarding their lives? And how did they spend their wealth, spread the brothers? If we will spend, live our lives according to Allah, how Allah wants us, respect the brothers. And we will spend our wealth, how Allah Ta'ala wants us, respect the brothers. Then this will become a means of becoming closer to Allah, respect the brothers. Otherwise, this wealth, this life of ours, and this wealth, respect the brothers, will take us away from Allah. It will take us away from the respect the brothers. It will create the desire of dunya. It will create the desire of the life of kufr and shirk, spread the brothers. Batil will become, kufr and batil, spirit brothers, will become important in the eyes of the people of Iman, spirit brothers. And deen will lose its significance. Deen will lose its importance. Deen will become inferior. Deen will become special, something secondary in life. When a person's life is not according to the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, when a person's wealth is not spent according to the deen of Allah, then this will happen. This will be the outcome. And today in the ummah, today we are suffering these consequences. Wherever we are, respect brothers, wherever the ummah is today, the ummah is suffering today. The ummah is becoming weak. The ummah is becoming disgraced. That position that Allah Ta'ala has promised the people of Iman, today, respect brothers, we don't possess that position, respect brothers. That honor Allah has given the people of Iman. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Today we don't have that. Today we don't have that dignity and that honor, respect. The people of Iman always dominated. Every time she always dominated, respect. This is the word of Allah. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The condition is that, respect. The people of Iman understand who they are in the eyes of Allah, in the sight of Allah. And if you look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his desire to spread the words? What was in his heart? The Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a perfect example for us. The life of Sahaba Ikram, a perfect example for us to spread the words. What was his desire? The desire to spread the words was to please Allah. The desire in the dunya, respect brothers, was to establish Allah Ta'ala's deen in this dunya. And not only that, respect brothers, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on Sahaba Ikram in such a manner that they also realized that the purpose of life, the maqsad and the object of life is to establish this deen, this haq in this dunya, respect brothers. So when the understanding of this will enter the heart of the ummah, then, spirit brothers, our lives will become meaningful, beneficial to the ummah, spirit brothers. Our wealth will become beneficial. The life of Sahaba Ikram was a means of benefit. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a means of benefit to mankind, spirit brothers. If you look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his desire? His desire, spirit brothers, was the deen of Allah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to this effect. If Allah Ta'ala had given me life upon life upon life, every life I would have sacrificed for this deen. I would have sacrificed every life for this deen. So let us ask ourselves, is this the desire in our hearts? Have we understood this, spirit brothers, and the people of Iman, that my life belongs to Allah, that my life is for to establish Allah's deen, Allah Ta'ala's deen in the Zuna, respect that verse. Today we haven't understood the respect that verse. Today unfortunately our object has become dunya, respect that verse. What is it? And the desire in the hearts of the people of dunya has become the desire in the hearts of the people of Iman also. Today the people of dunya want to excel in dunya. Today the people of Iman also want to excel in dunya also, respect that verse. Halakha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no desire for the dunya, respect the verse. Never encouraged the ummah, Allah Akbar, to excel and to complete in dunya, respect. Dunya Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah Ta'ala has not kept our izzat and our honor in the things of the dunya, respect the verse. Allah Ta'ala has kept our izzat and honor in the deen of Allah. Not in dunya, respect the brothers. We can possess all the dunya in the world, respect the brothers. We can become the most wealthiest. But Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept our honor in that. Allah Ta'ala has not kept our izzat in that, respect the brothers. Allah Ta'ala has kept our izzat in the deen of Allah. Today we take the name of Sahaba Ikram with awe, with izzat, with respect. We name our children. We give them the names of Sahaba Ikram, the awliya Allah, respect with us. What is the reason behind it? The reason behind the respect for us is that because Allah has kept them, Allah Ta'ala has given them izzat and honor, respect for us. In what regard? Because they had deen in their lives. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with real deen, respect for us. And they became examples till the day of Qiyamah. And the desire was deen also. It's Sahabi is captured by the kafir, respect the brothers. And he's about to be, his life is about to be given away, and he starts crying. And he cries to the kafir, a Christian king. He sees the Amir of the Jama'ah, of the Muslims, of the Muslim army crying. So he says now, maybe some fear has come in him. And he's brought to the king, and the king asks, this question is put in front of him, why are you crying? He says, I am crying because Allah Ta'ala has given me one life. And this one life is going to be sacrificed for His Mubarak Deen. If Allah Ta'ala had given me lives equivalent to the hair on my body, I would have sacrificed each and every life for the deen of Allah. When this was the desire in the heart of the people of Iman, spread it, brothers, the king had to flee the entire army in this condition, that you kiss my forehead and I will free you and your army. So he thinks to himself, what is this kissing the forehead of a kafir, and our lives have been saved. He does that. The entire the lives of the entire Jama'at is being spread it, brothers. And when they return to Madinah al-Munawwara, and this report is given to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Amir of the time, he says now it is incumbent upon every person of Madinah al-Munawwara to kiss the forehead of the Sahabi, spread it. When he came to their wealth, spread it, brothers, Sahaba gave them wealth for the deen of Allah. They understood, what is the right of my wealth? They understood, this life, this wealth doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Allah. The first right of this wealth, will I explain, is the right of the deen of Allah. Alaa kalimatullah. That this wealth must be sacrificed for Allah's deen. Not anywhere else, respected brothers, but for the deen of Allah. And if you look at the life of Sahaba Ikram, you will find this perfect example. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the Battle of Tabuk, he comes with everything. He comes with all his possessions. In the name of Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what have you brought today? What have you left behind? He says, I have left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind. And everything he has brought, whatever he possessed, he spread it by us, he sacrificed it for the deen of Allah. Today we are incapable of that, spread it by us. Today we don't have the understanding. And ulama explained, spread it by us, we shouldn't do that also. And the ulama explained that the ummah mustn't come onto that also, spread. We don't have the istidat for it. We don't have the capacity for it. And we don't have the understanding for it also, spread it by us. This was how about spread it by us? The yaqeen was of that caliber. At the time of Hijrat, this very same Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu leaves a father who is blind, two daughters, spread the brothers, and he makes Hijrat to the Nabi of Allah. And the father was a non-Muslim at the time, Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the father tells it to them daughters, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was young at the time. And Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, what have your father left behind? Looks like he has left nothing behind. The iman of the girls at the time, Allahu Akbar. The iman of the people of the time was spent, but what was their iman? It is said that she takes a piece of cloth, puts it over some pebbles, and makes him feel that with his hands. And then he says, becomes happy, contented, satisfied that your father has left something behind. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes along in Battle of Tabuk. The Nabi of Allah says, Umar, what have you left behind? He says, I have come with half, and I left half behind. When the Ummah to understand its purpose, this world doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Allah. The first and right of this world is that I must establish Allah Ta'ala's deen in the Sunnah Rishpada. And the second right of this world is that I must spend this world on others, not myself, but on others. I must look at the needs of others, a Muslim, a mu'min, before my needs. And if you look at the life of Sahaba Ikram, you will find this also. A guest comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has nobody to send you, he had no food. So he asked his Sahaba Ikram, is anybody prepared to take this guest? A Sahabi volunteers, an Ansari volunteers. Ulama explained his name is Abu Talha radiallahu ta'anhu. He takes him home. He takes him home. He asks the wife, is there anything at home? The wife tells him, we have just enough for the kids. Just sufficient enough for the kids. He tells her, lull them off to sleep. And me, you and the guest will sit and have this meager meal. While sitting down to have this meal, you put off the lights. And me and you will act as if we are eating. But in the meantime, we will not eat. And we will let the guest eat to his full. The entire family, spirit brothers, spends the night in hunger. They are not sacrificing their desires, spirit brothers. They are sacrificing their need. The deen of Allah teaches us that this is the character of the people of Iman. This is what Iman teaches us, spirit brothers. That we have to sacrifice what excess we have, spirit brothers. But when it comes to our needs also, we have to sacrifice our needs and we have to prefer others above ourselves. When this was the life of Sahaba, the actions of Sahaba, Allah revealed the ayat of the Quran, وَتُؤْسِنُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They prefer others above themselves, even though poverty becomes their lot. A Sahabi is in need of this food. He's in need. His entire family sacrifices a little food, a need, for another mu'min. This is what his deen is about. Many instances in the life of Sahaba you will find. Many instances. In the life of Sahaba, comes narrated in the books of Ahadith. Not one, many instances. So how can these Mubarak Sifat, these Mubarak Sifat of Deen, qualities of Deen, once again emanate Allah? How can this Ummah display these Sifat? Deen is not show, Deen is not talk, Deen is not to listen to a lecture and say, MashaAllah, very grand structure. And to leave the masjid in this way. This is not deen, spirited words. Deen requires action. Deen requires sacrifice. If this ummah do not give sacrifice for deen, spirited words, then the azmat of deen and the importance of deen will leave their lives. And the reality of deen, spirited words, will leave the lives of the ummah. We will begin to adopt the lives of the kuffar, spirited birds. Today, we know what is the condition. We don't want to go into Allah Akbar, the weaknesses of the ummah today, spirited birds. Today, we can't sacrifice our own, spirited birds. The rights, we can't give the rights, Allah Akbar, to one another, to our own kith and kin. We are depriving one another of our very righteous, spirited birds. That's how, this what level the ummah has gone to today. leave alone fulfilling their needs for the deen of Allah for others. Today we cannot fulfill the rights of one another. To usurp the rights of another has become so common in the ummah today. Why is brothers and brothers? Because the understanding is not there. That my life belongs to Allah. My wealth belongs to Allah. I have no right in it. First is the right of Allah. Then in my wealth also, in my life also, respected ones. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَبِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, respected brothers, the qualities of the people of taqwa. The first quality, respected brothers, that the people of taqwa should have iman. Iman, the iman in the unseen that Allah wants us to bring, respected brothers. The iman that will bring us closer to Allah. The iman, respected brothers, that will make a life of every mu'min an example for others, respected brothers. We have to become examples for others. We have to establish Allah's deen. People have to look at our lives. Look at our salah is in a masjid, respected brothers. Our mu'amalat, our dealings, our social life. And this has to become attractive to the ummah, respected brothers. Is it easy to become pious in a masjid, respected brothers? It's very easy. But to fulfill the orders of Allah at home, with our wealth, respected brothers, in our communities, in our businesses, this has become difficult for the ummah today. So we don't have that istidad, respected brothers. Let's get back to it. So for this, respected brothers, this deen is not cheap, respected brothers. This deen is very, very expensive. Allah Akbar. Sahaba sacrificed their lives for deen. Allah Akbar. They became examples for mankind, respected brothers. Today, respected brothers, Allah Akbar. If this ummah, respected brothers, will not give anything for the deen of Allah, will not give some sacrifice for deen, respected brothers, how is the azmat and the greatness of this deen going to enter the heart of the ummah, respected brothers? Sahaba gave their lives for deen. Allah Akbar. Today this ummah cannot sacrifice their sleep for the deen of Allah Ta'ala Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They gave their lives for deen, so we cannot sacrifice our sleep for the deen of Allah. And we, in Alhamdulillah, the desire of every person in the heart of every moment, that deen must come alive, deen must spread, every person must get iman, spread with us. But regarding me, myself, I don't need deen. We all need deen, Allah. We have to sacrifice for the deen, spread with us. We have to give something for deen. This deen needs us, Allah Akbar. It doesn't need us, we need this deen, spirit with us. And we have to give some time, something towards this deen, but we have to give some sacrifice for this deen. So that this deen can become the most primary and the most important thing in the life of a mu'min. This is in this regard, mashallah, ishtimaas take place. Brothers, I encourage to give some time for the deen of Allah. Programs take place in the masjid. Mashayikh have programs in the masjid. Ulama have programs in the masjid, respected brothers. Tareem takes place, respected brothers. These are a means, inshallah, once again, to bring the ummah onto deen, respected brothers. These are our needs. We cannot turn our backs to these actions, to these amal, respected brothers. A call is made every time. Allah Akbar, a call is made. This is a rahmat and a mercy of Allah, respected ummah. Ummah is turning away from deen, respected brothers. Ummah is turning away from deen. This is the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy in this in our country, that we can have gatherings like the ijtimaas. Jamaas can move easily in the path of Allah, respected brothers. We have massages, we have programs in the masjid, respected brothers. These are most easily accessible to us. Appreciate this ni'mat of Allah, respected brothers. Make use of this ni'mat. Don't turn our backs towards this ni'mat, respected brothers, before it gets too late, respected brothers. Take advantage of this ni'mat, respected brothers. Take advantage of it, respected brothers. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, respected brothers. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, respected brothers, of utilizing our life also, and our wealth for the deen of Allah, and make it the means, respected brothers, of becoming closer to Allah, subhanAllah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم